Well, Troy, great season again. Another fantastic Chase County track and field season, making the move from C to B this year. And yeah, that Class B state meet, as you were there watching for 2 days, it's a grind. There's so many good teams, and your kids. I know, sure, you'd like to score a few more points, but still, the competition was there. You got better, and you got a lot of those kids back again next year.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a great experience, great opportunity. It's good to go see things that, you know, at another level. And, you know, it's misleading, you know. I mean, people kind of hear that comment, oh, we thought you guys would do a little bit better than that. And in one sense, yeah, I mean, you'd all like to. But then on the other sense, I look back at the season, and once you step away and take a little bit more time to reflect on things, you go, man, we did a lot of really good things. I mean, we had, you know, four school records. I mean, Adele in the long jump and Riley in the 100, you know, she just missed the 200. Our 4x1 goes, you know, 49-45 and breaks out one of a team that was a group of state champions in 2017. And we break the 4x4 and run 403, and that surpassed some good teams back in the day that have won the 4x4 down at state. And so, kind of misleading. You walk out of there and you end up on, you know, the podium in eighth in the 4x8, seventh in the 4x4, and but yet you're still running sometimes comparable to what you've done or broken some records. So then, I mean, it just, because you're not on the very top part, maybe people don't reflect or don't see it as much. And like I said, it seemed like numbers 9 through 12, 13 were big for Chase County this weekend, which is unfortunately off the podium. Like, you were up there in the mix and in the top half, but you know, you just weren't quite there. I mean, Riley was 10th in the 100 and Haley was 15th, and in the 200 Haley was 9th again, right outside of there, and Riley was 12th, you know. And you kind of run that same thing down with the relays. I mean, Emily Randall ran a 221.800, you know, and got 8th, but like you said, I mean, 220.79 Bortner from a Cook was 5th. Like, I mean, everything just gets really, really close, and you can move up one way or you can move down the other way. Elena Smith in the 2 mile, first time down there as a freshman, and PR and runs, you know, I mean, basically 8-9 seconds faster, but obviously against, you know, some of those top cross country kids in the state. Basically, Class B is like the best of B and C cross country runners in those distance events. Like, it's really, really loaded. And so, you know, it was kind of a different look there, but couldn't do anything more. She, like I said, she went down and PR'd, and I mean, that's all you're wanting kids to do. 4x1, same thing. You run 50.03. That's our third best time of the year. You end up 10th, just off of it. If you would have hit the 49.45, you know, you could have been up there. That's what Elkhorn ran to get third. So you could have been in that mix. So not far off, like I said, seventh in the relay with a 4.03.2, you know, and 4.401, fifth, 5.02.67, like all right there, close. So I'd say it's more just when you reflect back, you know, just good learning, good for me. Sometimes, like I said, as coaches, you can get stagnant, and, you know, it's just a good lesson of, you got to get back to work and change some things. In the weight room in the summertime is a huge opportunity to get, you know, bigger, faster, stronger, and get stronger mentally and gain more confidence as you see yourself improving in those areas. And those are the things you got to get back to.
Just track and field in general, Troy. My gosh, you know, every class, A, B, C, and D over the 4 days, just faster kids, and they can throw farther, they can jump higher, they can jump farther. It's just every year, it's because those numbers are increasing, aren't they?
Yeah, it's not the same anymore. I mean, obviously the events are the same, that stuff, but the opportunities for kids to get better, I think you notice that a lot more in Class B, but all the way around, there's a lot more specialization in certain events. And so, you know, kids are competing in meets, you know, during the winter, even if they're out for basketball. I mean, there's kids that were going down and running and competing with a place like the Ville in downtown Lincoln, where you can go spend $40-45 and get private coaching and do those things through the winter. More opportunities there. Obviously, the weight pro programs, bands, those things have all changed. Obviously, these super shoes, carbon plated, you know, $250 shoes, new track surface down there, all those things, like, little difference. Not like the old cinder track of Rep Valley and Imperial back in the day, man, with no cushioning. And so just things have changed. Technology's gotten better. Training methods have gotten better. Kids have more access to kids around the world and what they're doing for workouts, watching them on YouTube, and coaches are seeing that. And so stakes of the game have changed a little bit, and you're seeing that in performance. Like, what was the total number of state records broke this year throughout the season?
Bunch. I can't remember what the total record was, but boy, there were a bunch. That's for sure. I mean, just even watch those last 2 days of C&D, there were a bunch of records broken.
Why don't you think we were halfway through the season on prep run? I mean, we were already at like 13 like state records. Obviously the Spargo and Dundee County had broke them in D, and we just multiple kids. I mean, Gonzalez and those guys up there, just all across. It's like, even for the midpoint of the season, but like, for me, even when LoftQuest from Gretna and Gonzalez run the mile in 404 and 406 the last week of February, like, they're not just running state record championship times, like, they're running national caliber times. And so, like, that's just crazy. It just shows you where it's at. Like I said, I mean, look at the number of kids that were running this winter, and we're already running times that were gonna shatter records in May once they got to the end of the outdoors. So again, yeah, the records have been crazy. Just exciting for track and field. Fun to watch, to watch a one almost click off 67 laps like he's jogging, just so effortless. But track to the high level, and that's what makes track in Nebraska fun. To me, like, that's that state event. Volleyball has their weekend, wrestling kind of had it a little bit with boys and girls, and now that kind of started to split as that's grown, with girls having their own days now. But like, track's kind of the fun thing when you get the boys and girls together in Burke Stadium. Great facility, great updates, changes there, but to see all the best, some of the best boys and girls across the state of Nebraska representing their school and community, all those communities together to be there and watch, that's pretty special.
You say goodbye to some seniors. I know a few, and you could probably name off the rest. Ava McNair, Adele Eskew, Landry McNair, just to name a few that have did compete that for you down the state. And those young ladies have done a lot for this program over the last couple of years, haven't they?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Landry's been down there all 4 years, who's been a part of state runner-up, state championship 4x8 team, and been in that mix. And Ava kind of got injured last year, was able to finish out the season and good, but she's been one that's been scoring points for us in the long and triple jump and being part of our relays. And Adele Eskew, she's another one that's just, continuing to improve. I mean, went over 17 foot. The long jump, had one, at around 17.6, 17.8 that they measured, from the board that she just barely scratched on. And so she really continued to improve and runs the curve really well. And just, again, great athletes, better people. And one that I really feel bad for, is Peyton Owens. She's going to go compete in track at Southwest Minnesota. She'll triple there. But, had a great wrestling season, volleyball season. I mean, they close in a district final with Kearney Catholic, and then wrestling, gets down there and earns a medal, her first time wrestling, and kind of just battled some stuff with the back, and after coming with a medal in the triple jump the year before. And she's always been our leadoff leg, even as a freshman, sophomore, and junior in the 4x4. Found herself for the first time not at the state meet this year with the injury, but hadn't run most of the season and steps in districts in Ogallala and makes finals. And I mean, hadn't run since like the second meet of the year. And then says, "Coach, I'll go ahead and jump into 300s and runs them and scores a point, goes under 50 and hasn't even been doing any running or anything. But just, again, tough kid, relentless, goes out, works hard. But she's one of the, feel bad for, the kind of flow under the radar that probably didn't get that attention. She'll go compete well at the collegiate level and fit well into that program with those coaches. But sure would have liked to see her, because I think she would have been well over 35 in the triple this year. I think she would have competed well in other events at that time, too, as far as, you know, she would have been right back in the mix of the 4x4 and the 300s, and, you know, probably could have ran the open four or been in a couple other events that way, too. So, but great kids, like you said, great athletes, better people, you know, help lead the program better than when they found it. And that's what we all ask our kids to do, you know, can you make it better? And that's just not as an athlete, as a person, as a teammate. Can you leave here and say, hey, I feel like I did my part to help continue to make it better?
Troy, you're going to have Doan come out to your place here really soon for another great track and field camp, aren't you?
Yeah, Doan coaches do a phenomenal job. You know, it's good to get them out here. I think it's good for our area athletes around here. We've had kids from, obviously, Dundee County, Juanita Palisade, McCook, and Holyoke, and Ogallala, and Sydney, and Wallace, kind of all out in the area that have come down here. And so for kids to get some help while it's fresh in their mind, coming off the season, to work on some of the technicalities of things, and the shot and discus, their throws coach does a great job. Coach Fye's great on the high jump and pole vault, their sprints. Always do a good job with the blocks and hurdles. And so just to get in and give a kid a taste of those events, get a little more technical coach, maybe get a little another just eyes and some instruction and walk away. A lot of times, not just the kids, the coaches that come down benefit a lot too, because they're able to bring an iPad or their phone and record some of their warm-up drills or some of their drills specifically for the high jump or the vault or the discus or shot or hurdles, and then, you know, you've got that to come back and as a reference when, you know, next spring comes around and your kids get out there and you kind of forget about that, to go back and look at it. Oh yeah, this is something that can really help the kids. And so there's a lot of growth for not just kids, but coaches too. It's an opportunity for those coaches to come down and bring their kids and with them, and maybe some things that they struggled with and weren't able to get fixed during the season, can ask one of those coaches about it in the discus and shot ring or the high jump pit. And all of a sudden, there's a couple times you see a breakthrough and a, you know, a kid all of a sudden connects in the high jump and clears the height they hadn't cleared during the season, or all of a sudden gets one little component fixed. And sometimes it's just somebody saying it a little different, explaining it a little different, and help breaking it down, and all of a sudden they pop off a throw that's 6 foot further in the discus and leave here with confidence and excitement going into next year's season.